Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Happy New Year! 2023 is here. This year, Watchmen on the Wall will celebrate 90 years of proclaiming the good news. Watchmen on the Wall is ready in this new year to debut brand new resources, books, and DVDs that will inform and encourage your faith. We have a full slate of conferences planned from California to Ohio. The speakers and teachers you know and some new voices will be here to keep us informed and inspired. And as always, this year we will continue to bring clarity to the chaos and help you make sense of the nonsense that's all around us. Today, we have four of our favorite people in the studio to share their thoughts and perspectives on the new year and what it could bring for you and me. Up first is Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill with his look at 2023.
Well, it's always good to be with you, and it's a delight whenever I can sit here at the microphone of the Watchmen on the Wall broadcast and talk with you about things that are important to each of us. The scriptures are important to us. And as we look toward the future, as we look toward 2023, and we look toward the prophetic scriptures and what we're facing in the coming year, the coming days, it's important for us to remember that all we need to know is found in the Word of Almighty God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, the Apostle Paul articulated the foundation of the gospel message. And we quote, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." And that's the end of the quotation. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and then rose again. And he did all that according to the Scriptures. What were the Scriptures? The Scriptures were the Old Testament. And so the Scriptures here was a reference to the Old Testament, also known as the Hebrew Bible, the Jewish Bible, or Jewish Scriptures. And that's what he was referring to, because it's all he had at that time. Well, when we look into God's Word, we have the New Testament as well as the Old Testament. And what we find in looking in the New Testament is that it refers back to the Old Testament, giving us opportunity to learn from the past. And when we look at the past prophecies as it relates to the coming of the Messiah the first time, the first coming of our Messiah, when we see the first coming, we see it clearly because it's already happened. But as we look to the future and we read the Word of God, we can see the future as clearly as we see the past, because God's Word is true. Never failing, always faithful, God's Word is true. And so as we see Paul writing there in the Corinthian letter and in other letters that he wrote and the other men that wrote as God gave them to write, we see that God's Word was clear in giving forth the future prophetic structure and the future prophetic themes and things that will take place. And so as we look to 2023, we look to the prophecies of the Old and New Testament as it points to the future. How is it with you, my friend? Have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ, the one who can save you. In fact, the only one who can save you. If you have not placed your faith in Jesus Christ, why not? Today would be a good day for that yet to happen, for you to give forth your faith and give your very self to Jesus Christ. And so as I look toward the future, I think, as a follower of Jesus Christ, I think the best is yet to come. And it won't be long. I know that if I pass from this life by means of death, it's not long. And I know that if I pass from this life into the life everlasting and hereafter because of Christ's return, that's not long either. And as we see the Word of God, we are reminded to tell you very forthrightly and with love in our heart to tell you that Jesus the Christ is soon coming again. When the opportunity for Christ was given to come, when it was in the fullness of time, is the way the Bible put it, Christ came. And in the fullness of time, Christ will come again. Are you ready? Have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ? If so, are you looking for His soon return? May we together study the Scriptures in the year 2023 and be studying those Scriptures when Christ returns. It will be a wonderful time as we shout hallelujah, even so come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Dr. Hill. You're listening to Watchmen on the Wall, and today we are getting different thoughts and perspectives on the new year. Taking a look at what to expect in this new year, here's author and pastor Greg Patton.
Well, I'm excited as I look to 2023, maybe like you, that grace is going to be great. I think the Bible says that where sin abounds, grace does so much more abound. Sin has abounded in 2022. Guess what's going to happen in 2023? I talk frequently about the New America and a flood of evil. And you know, it's really hard to watch all this happening. I mean, America declining as she is. So many over there on the other side attempting to accomplish what every other communist country has ever done. Destroy the middle class, you. Obtain unending power. Create a permanent welfare state. We're doing a really good job at that. And create total dependence. Here comes the one world government. While out in Las Vegas talking to Billy Crone, he talked about Klaus Schwab. Who was that? There are several names out there that you've really never heard of. You didn't know him then. You're finding out about him now. And today so many are aware of this guy and his one world intentions, that global government. A lot of our listeners on Southwest Radio Church understand that all of this is a shadow government worldwide. A reading of Revelation chapter 13 should show the direction they're taking us. What else is happening? They're taking us toward that digital currency. Why are we surprised when all our authorities tell us that cash is going to go away? A cashless system? More than 100 nations are taking a look, and the Biden administration is pushing it. You can expect to see this in the coming year. How do you explain why girls can become boys and boys can become girls. It's demonic. Men can join women's sports and change their clothes in the ladies' locker room. It's just insane. All of this is healthy. All of this is normal. What's wrong with you, Christian? Trans-identifying kids in the United States have increased almost 1,000% in just the last 24 months. You'll see the LGBTQ community get stronger in 2023. You're going to hear us and Dr. Copley talking about paranormal and the occult, sorcery brought out in the Bible. I'm going to be starting a new segment on the Southwest Radio Church just about all of this. The world and many people, even in the church, are playing games with the devil. Social media encourages this. It provides a platform, and our kids are so involved. Christians dabbling in things that they should not. You don't know what you don't know. And the Commonwealth Games last summer that featured the recreation of the Tower of Babel and a woman riding a beast, I'm still having trouble getting my mind around that one. We thought lawlessness was bad this year. What's coming in 2023? Rebellion in every aspect of America. Rebellion is in high gear. Let's get rid of the police. The spirit of the Antichrist is everywhere in our government, in all of our schools. It's everywhere. It's priming things. Here he comes, the Antichrist. Ronald Reagan said it best, we're from the government and we're here to help. Ha ha. That has been the story of the Western world for the last 36 months. Trust the government for vaccines. Trust the government to handle this pandemic and all the other health issues. They'll keep you well. And most of America bought into it. Millions are transitioning now into what? Trusting the government for just about everything. And how sad is that? And I think for those of us that are older, it's really sad to see Christianity being put down. It would take hundreds and hundreds of pages and hours of radio time to talk about how things have gone seeker-sensitive, etc. You're not hearing much about the gospel. You hear a message on a positive mental attitude and how to be happy in this old world. Yeah, Christians trying to find a solid church today, one that talks about the issues of the day and talks about Bible prophecy, they're very hard to find. What do you think the last days are going to look like? You believe the Bible when it calls this perilous times and filled with people possessing those selfish, reckless motives? I continue to say most sin starts with selfishness. God is bringing it all together. He is winding up an amazing drama known as, yeah, the church age. And the last act may be on display right now. Coming in 2023, you can expect it. Listen closely. The trumpet and the shout any day now. If you're saved, rejoice. He's got your back. If you're not saved, today would be a good day to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Thanks, Craig. We would love to hear from you today. Our phone number is 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can always connect with us online, swrc.com. Our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, comes now to share his thoughts on what he believes we should expect and be ready for in this new year.
There are a lot of strange sights to be seen at the holiday season. One of the strangest recently was a man wearing a thick robe, like the robes that the Bedouins in the Middle East wear. He had a sash, a short rope around his waist, and he carried a sign that read, "The end is near, run." There are probably many today in our cities and towns who could identify with the words, "We're coming to the end, things are bad, let's just run." I fully understand the sentiment. COVID is back in full swing in many parts of the world. In communist China, COVID is decimating communist officials. The flu has also joined the lineup of maladies that may afflict us at any time. In fact, it's hard to go anywhere today without hearing coughing and sneezing. Rising prices are hard, especially on those who find it hard to pay the bills. And true to form, our president is obsessed with destroying everything that made America a great nation. Several months ago, dozens of Republican lawmakers once again called for our president to take a cognitive test, urging him to follow the example set by former President Trump. They said the nation has a right to know if he is capable of being an effective commander-in-chief. Thus far, Mr. Biden has not taken a cognitive test. President Biden has continued to push a most radical social agenda and signed into law the so-called Respect for Marriage Act. Mr. Biden gave a lengthy speech and soundly denounced those who would challenge any aspect of the LGBTQ ideology and activism. In fact, our president condemned any opposition to sterilizing, castrating, or permanently wounding children with gender dysphoria. He said such opposition was akin to racism and anti-Semitism. So, friend, if you're opposed to sterilizing, castrating, or permanently wounding children with gender dysphoria, you are a racist and an anti-Semite, according to our president. Of course, Mr. Biden is not the only national leader with radical ideas. Vladimir Putin is threatening to remove the British Isles from the planet and stop talking about using tactical nuclear weapons. Now, he's talking about using strategic nuclear weapons, the kind that could kill millions of people in a blinding flash, and also remove the British Isles. So the leadership of planet Earth seems to be in strange hands. Not only are the inmates running the asylum, I think they want to destroy the asylum. Perhaps the most important question at year's end has to do with transhumanism. Are we reinventing what it means to be human? Many believe that humans are the problem. We make war, steal, cheat, cause social upheavals, and are, quite frankly, troublemakers. We are a real liability to the well-being of the planet. Of course, for the Christian theist, and I'm one of those, humans are loved by God despite our sinfulness and our weaknesses. But for those who do not hold to a Christian theistic perspective, humans don't need to be saved. Humans need to be updated. Brain surgery and the implantation of microchips to improve our moods and our intelligence are all warmly welcomed and will make us better. In the absence of a belief in the triune God, man is God. Nothing keeps fallen man from believing that he has the prerogative to redesign humanity according to his liking. In our technological age, we must remember that technology is never neutral because those who have developed it are not neutral. From the plow to the printing press, technology has always shaped human life and enabled man to rise above his limitations. Consequently, technology has both shaped and reflected human thinking and tends to lead man to conclude that man is the master of his own destiny. In the words of techno-futurist Dr. Raymond Kurzweil, quote, "As we evolve, we become closer to God. Evolution is a spiritual process. There is beauty and love and creativity and intelligence in the world, and it all comes from the neocortex. So we are going to expand the brain's neocortex and become more God-like," close quotes. However, friends, as we look at the Word of God and especially at the fate of the Nephilim in Genesis 6, I do not believe that God will allow self-evolved hybrid humans to exist for long. He did not permit it before the flood, and he will quickly crush any attempts to do so at the end of the age. At the Christmas season, we see manger scenes and children's plays of the wise men seeking Jesus. I believe truly wise men seek Jesus. You won't find much wisdom in America's colleges and universities. Stanford University, supposedly one of America's most prestigious academic institutions, is urging students to avoid using the term American. As a substitute for American, the school is recommending the term U.S. citizen to avoid insinuating that the U.S. is the most important country in the Americas. However, I must say there are evidently multiplied thousands upon thousands of people who do think that America is the most important country in the Americas. Thousands are illegally crossing our borders and coming to live here. How many thousands are illegally entering Mexico or Nicaragua? How many are migrating to El Salvador? Now, this is certainly not intended to disparage Mexico, Nicaragua, or any other nation, but I would suggest the elitists at Stanford stop acting like ungrateful brats and start thanking God for a country that has provided so many things that are the envy of the world. As I close, I have to ask, what will happen to you when you die? Where will you spend eternity? Simran Malhotra is a top hospice doctor who has written an article titled, What Most People Say Before They Die. She writes that many wish they had spent more time with loved ones and did not let trivial disagreements cause division in their relationship. Malhotra writes, I've seen patients suffering from crippling symptoms like pain, difficulty in breathing, social isolation, loss of control and independence, yet the one thing that they all hold on to, despite what they're going through, is hope. A kind of fierce hope that anything is possible, even in the darkest moments, and that there's always a chance of them getting better. Now, I'm not quite sure what Dr. Malhotra means by, quote, a kind of fierce hope that anything is possible, even in the darkest moments. It sounds to me like a desperate jump into a dark hole. So, is there anything better, anything worthy of our consideration for the new year of 2023? Yes, I believe there is. Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That is from John 14, verses 1 through 3. You see, Jesus Christ was crucified but rose from the dead. His word is true. There is something better. Put your hope, put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming back again, and he will call all of his children unto himself at the end.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our final contributor today is staff evangelist Josh Davis. Josh looks to the Old Testament now to share what he believes the new year holds.
Lamentations 3, verses 21 to 24 reminds us, This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Each morning as I begin my commute, I begin in a word of prayer. And whether it's a cloudy, rainy day, or it's a beautiful sunrise in the morning, I always begin with praise to God for that new day. I recognize that it's a gift from him. And as I give thanks to God, oftentimes, these verses that I just read to you spring to my mind. I don't know what your 2022 was like. Maybe you fought the hardest battles of your life in 2022. You would describe it as gloomy, rainy. Perhaps you regard it as one of the best years ever. It was sunshine, it was blessings. No matter what your circumstances are or were, we can choose to praise God. Please don't let that truth escape you. You can choose to praise God regardless of your circumstances. The verses that we read comes from the book called Lamentations, and don't let that title escape you either. It's a book full of laments. As a broken-hearted preacher pours out his heart to God, Jeremiah is this author that I'm speaking about. And he is sitting there watching as the consequences of sin are poured out upon the people who turned away from God. Horrible events are happening all around him, and he's just having to sit and watch it take place. Even though he's surrounded by great darkness, in the dead center of his lamentations is a beacon of hope that shines so brightly. He finds daily reminders of God's compassions, as it's translated. This word, compassions, reveals the heart of God. It simply means mercy or loving kindness. God is not vengefully unleashing His wrath upon people. No, He is allowing them to experience the natural consequences of their choice to pursue what their sinful hearts wanted. He is merciful. He is faithful. Can I say it this way? He can be trusted. So whether you're facing gloomy skies, whether you're facing beautiful, clear skies and fair weather, remember, God's mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. So as you enter into this brand new year, 2023, do it with hope. Lift up your eyes to Jesus. He knows what He's doing in your life. He can be trusted, friend. And Jeremiah drew his strength from God every single day. You can do the same. You must do the same if you want to find hope above the storms that are all around you. Let the words of the hymn writer Thomas Chisholm, based on the truths of this passage, Lamentations 3, 21 to 24, refresh your soul and renew your focus on Jesus. He wrote, "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Pardon for sin and peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." Friend, I pray that you have a blessed beginning to 2023 as you walk with Jesus in renewed hope.
Thank you, Josh. In this new year, please remember that we are here for you. If you have a prayer need, we're ready to pray with you. If you have questions about the end times, we're here through Scripture to give clarity. Reach out today. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or visit our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, we debut a fascinating true story of redemption that began in the country of Turkey. Don't miss a moment of Watchmen on the Wall this year. Download our SWRC mobile app or subscribe to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.